I spent the first 17 years of my teaching life only working with singers, helping them perform for thousands, sometimes millions of fans, and move those fans emotionally. That's what I want to teach each of you how to do. Because people may not remember the words you say to them, but they will remember the way that you made them feel. The best way to achieve this is to understand about the 5 building blocks of voice. If you're interested in motivating people into taking action, then listen carefully. Think of yourself as a master chef, and you only have 5 ingredients to cook with. The way you mix and combine them will determine if your food is amazing or not. It's the same way with voice. You have 5 key sound elements to play with to make your audience like you, believe you, remember you, and hopefully invest in you. You have pitch, pace, tone, melody, and volume. I'll talk briefly about 3 of these building blocks right now, and then help you more in person with the other 2 when we're together. The first is pitch. Is your voice generally high, staying on the top part of your range most of the time? If so, though you might think it's pretty or gentle or non-threatening or calming, unfortunately, it's sending a message to your listeners that you're potentially weak and powerless. And that's not the way you want to come across. If you sound high-pitched, like I'm demonstrating right now, you need to mix it up. Make sure that you go down lower in the range sometimes. Hit some of those bassy, stronger, lower notes in chest. Add them in any place in your sentences, and you'll see and feel how people suddenly react differently to you. They take you more seriously, and that'll really boost your self-confidence and power. Sometimes high, sometimes low. The second building block is melody. When you listen to someone speak, they sound as if they're a piano only with 1 note, staying on this 1 note all the time, word after word. This is called monotone, and it bores the heck out of everyone that hears you. It's boring me now. No matter how great your ideas are, still boring. You might say to yourself, "That's not me. Roger, I don't speak in a monotone." But I bet each and every one of you do this a lot more than you think. You might start out strong, have a couple of notes in the sentence, and then all of a sudden get to the end of the sentence and then go down. You might have a couple of notes where you stay on 1 note for a while, and then when you want to make a particular point, you go to another note. So you're like talking like this and saying, "Well, I don't want to be boring, and so," and then you go right back down to the note that you feel safe. The problem with being monotone, or almost monotone, talking in mostly 1 note and then just going to another note here and there, is that when people think they know what you're going to sound like next, they think they know what you're going to say next. And when that happens, they just tune you out and stop listening to you. A monotone voice is the fastest way to lose the attention of the audience. They think you know what you're going to sound like next. They think they know what you're going to say next, and they tune you out. It tells your listeners that you don't have enough personality to be surprising, charismatic, or engaging. So here's a very simple way to make melody your absolute new best friend. I call it stair-step melody. You basically have 3 directions you can go. Right now I'm walking up the stairs, going from low to higher notes. Right now I'm walking down the stairs, going from high notes to lower notes. Or I'm just standing on the landing, minding my own business, staying on the same note. When you speak, I'd like you to be walking up the stairs more, walking down the stairs less, and spending a lot less time on the landing, on 1 note. Melodies that go from low to high, they're called ascending melodies. And those sounds make people feel happier. "I really like golf. I love you so much." Low to high. But melodies that go from high to low are called descending, and they make people feel sad. "I really like golf. I love you so much." So stop boring your audiences and making them sad. Use a lot more ascending melodies and stay away from monotone. Now, the third building block that I want to mention today is volume. Many of you have one volume that you use all the time and you think that's enough. You think of yourself as a strong personality, so you're on the loud side a lot of the time, or vice versa. You're more of an introvert and you generally speak on the softer side. So I'm here to explain that neither of these is bad, but when you mix them together, using louder volumes at key moments to talk about closing the deal and softer volumes at other specific moments when you need to showcase gratitude, humility, kindness, and compassion. There are so many amazing sides to each of your personalities. My job is to help the audience see how multidimensional you are, how full of life you are. Mix it up. Get louder and softer as you move from word to word, sentence to sentence. Create dynamics, just like the songs you love to listen to. Sometimes they're soft and romantic, and sometimes they're louder and full of energy. Your voice can be music to their ears. They may not remember the words, but they will remember how you made them feel.